Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Crime Weekly News. I'm Derek Lavasser.
And I'm Stephanie Harlow.
And we're going to dive right into this week's episode. But before we do, real quickly, CrimeCon, May 31st to June 2nd. We've already had a ton of people sign up. If you want to sign up now, get a discount on your order. Just use the code CRIMEWEEKLY. We've already had them reach out to us. A ton of you already signed up. So this is good. That means we're going to have a lot of Crime Weekly people down there. And it also means that Stephanie and I have to start planning how we're going to do our little get together. Although we got to figure out, because last year was crazy when we did it. So we'll get there. But if you want to lock yourself in to make sure, I know the passes are selling out quick. I think you said last time that VIP is already sold out.
Yeah, it looked like the VIPs were already sold out. So the standard badges are still available. But like, who cares, you know, because let's turn it from Crime Con to Crime Weekly Con. All right.
Oh, man. Some people are going to love that. Some people are going to hate that.
I'm just saying, like, all the people who are watching, all the Crime Weekly people right now, like, the more of you who buy the badges and show up in Nashville for a Crime Con, which is going to be awesome. The hotel that it's going to be at is awesome.
Yeah,
we're
going to
have so
great.
Much fun. It's going to be such a great time. So, like, let's just make sure that the number of people that are there for Crime Weekly outweigh the number of people that are there for everything else. And then we'll just take over. Okay. We'll just walk around that place like we own it.
Stephanie already does.
We roll deep.
We really do. We were walking around that hotel in Orlando like,
remember,
like a cult.
In London when we were walking around like a cult?
They
were
kicking
us
out.
We were walking through the streets of London and we like showed up at a bar and we're like, we need space. And they're like, there's too many of you. You're too strong together.
Yeah, no. We'll have to figure it out. But it is a really great time and we'd love to see you guys there. And it's a great place. So if you want to come down and check out the convention and also visit a great city, Nashville is a good place to check out. You've been there, right? You've been in Nashville with me.
You, dumbass.
Yeah, with me. And I've been there a couple times. It's great. We'd love to see you there. Okay, more serious note. I always hate making these transitions. We're here to talk about a case that's currently, from what Stephanie's telling me, I'm just hearing about this for the first time. Everybody's talking about it. There's a video associated with it. We're going to get to that. But for those of you who don't know, 26-year-old Cambria Darby is facing a child neglect charge after concerned shoppers at a Mississippi Walmart called police when she brought her 2-year-old son into the store dressed in only a diaper in freezing temperatures. Now, as a father, I hate this story already.
Yeah.
Absolutely hate it. But I don't know the details, so fill us in.
So I first heard about this on TikTok where, you know, before the mainstream media gets anything, TikTok's on it. They are on it because somebody took a video and it was actually a Walmart employee who took a video and this video has gone viral and it's bad. It's bad. There's no excuse for any of this. So apparently Cambria Darby entered the store. She herself was fully clothed for the below freezing temperatures. But her young son, who was 2, was only wearing a diaper. And so she was confronted by store employees and other customers. And one store employee, Felicia Darling, recorded a video of the incident and posted it to Facebook.
Felicia Darling said something to the mother, as did a male customer. Here's some of the interaction.
He came in here with that jacket on. Yeah, he did.
That baby just had a pamper on. I can't.
She's just an innocent soul. He didn't ask to be here. So I took action and I started recording her. Then it's in the video, she throw cold food on the baby.
Yeah, don't do that.
And he sadly just looked down.
Somebody called police on her.
It seemed like in his eyes, he was just looking for help. He was crying out for help. A man was telling her, you throwing cold food on the baby. She walks off and swerves.
Somebody call police on her.
Who are you? Lord, my voice.
Know your voice. Who are you?
Get out that man. Get out that man. Please.
Crazy.
So
But when you come in the store fully dressed and your baby's not.
Right now.
A customer in a riding shopping cart purchases an outfit for the boy and dresses him while the mother flips through her phone.
Insane. What an idiot. What an absolute idiot. And her response to it is even worse.
Yeah, and it gets even worse because she has recently responded, and we're going to play that. But for those of you who are listening on audio and are not watching on video, you can't see the child because he's blurred out, but you can see that he does not have any clothes on. It looks like she threw her jacket on top of him when she walked in, but that means she brought him from the car into the store with nothing on. She puts him in the cart, not the part where the babies usually sit, but in the part where you put the food and stuff. She puts him in there on cold plastic, and then she's throwing like frozen food on him. And when she gets called out about this, she kind of is like just getting a little confrontational, and then she walks away with the car and starts twerking as if like, I don't care what you have to say. And then somebody says, you know, we need to call the police. And she's like, do it. They've already called two times. They've already been here two times. As long as you have hot water and a fire extinguisher, you're fine. So she's basically like flaunting this. Like, I can do whatever I want. Nothing's going to happen. And then another customer approaches who bought a little outfit for this child and starts dressing this woman's child while she stands a few feet away from the cart looking through her phone and allowing this to happen. So this video that was taken by the Walmart employee, whose name once again is Felicia Darling, it was taken down off of Facebook, but not before it went viral. Felicia Darling, who's been a Walmart employee for 5 years, has since been fired for taking this video and posting it. The company's response to Darling losing her job for stepping in and being a good person, being concerned about a two-year-old child, is this, quote, "We don't discuss personnel matters involving current or former associates. All associates are encouraged and empowered to use their judgment in contacting authorities when they see something that may be wrong. However, all associates are also expected to follow the Walmart Code of Conduct," end quote. So before I move on to the next portion, you saw the video. What do you think about it? It pisses you off, right?
Yeah, it pisses me off. I mean, my initial reaction when we came back from the video, that's where I stand on it. Absolute idiot. Clearly just someone who doesn't really care. And I do feel like it's someone who doesn't like to be told what to do or what they're doing wrong, which is why she had that type of reaction where she's just going to, at this point, now she's just instigating him. She even did a little twerk dance at one point. It's less about the kid and it's more about her at this point. I don't know what, I don't know who hurt her in the past where she feels like she needs to do this, but clearly that child, if that's how she's treating him in public, it is, I don't know if we know if it's a boy or a girl because it was blurred out, but you said it was a son, didn't you? Yeah. Didn't we see at the top of the show?
Yeah, it's a boy.
So my thing is, She, at this point in her life, he's probably better off somewhere else. Honestly, that's how I truly feel.
So it's funny that you say that. If this is how she's treating him in public, how is she treating him in private? Because she has responded to these allegations.
Well, she had no choice at this point.
And she says something about that. We're going to get there in a second. But Cambria Darby was arrested after police followed her to her vehicle and determined that although her child was clothed, not due to her efforts, due to efforts of a fellow customer, he was still freezing and shaking from the cold. Darby was arrested for child neglect and CPS responded, releasing the child to an approved relative. Now, Cambria Darby's relatives have spoken out in her defense, with her great aunt saying, quote, "Everything I've seen with her and the kids has been positive. I don't condone what was done and it was right to be reported, but we don't know both sides of the story. Sometimes kids can be difficult not wanting to put clothes on or taking them off, and maybe she was in a rush to pick up some things," end quote. So we can see already, maybe this woman was raised in an environment of no accountability, because that doesn't make any sense. Okay. Yes, children are sometimes difficult to get dressed, but it was a two-year-old child. You can put clothes on this child. What's he going to do? Hulk out and throw you into a wall? You put clothes on the child, and if you absolutely can't for whatever reason, then whatever it is you needed to get can certainly wait. Okay. Or she has other kids. Leave your child with the person that you're leaving your other kids with, or just do something else besides this. Right? Because this is actual child abuse. This is bad. So this is what her aunt says in her defense. And Cambria Darby herself has responded via TikTok announcing that she has a GoFundMe page. Now, the person who took this video, Felicia Darling, she was fired and she too had a GoFundMe page set up for her because she was fired for doing the right thing. So there's a real legitimate reason to set up a GoFundMe page.
Where is the common sense? Real quick, let's not skate over that. Where is the common sense, Walmart? Like, I get it. I get the policy and I understand the policy, but there's a point
What's
where-
What's the policy? Like
Well, the policy on the surface. On the surface, I get it. A, as Walmart employees, you're not allowed to record while in the capacity of your duty. You're not allowed to record our customers. I get that. I get the premise behind it.
I think you can make an exception in this state.
Stephanie, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. It's like you have to look at the circumstances, okay? As executives, and I'm sure this went up the chain, you got to look at it as a case-by-case basis. We know it's almost like the Constitution in a way, right? Like it's designed in a certain way to protect certain things, but there comes a level of common sense. Like, again, I don't want to go down this road, but we always have the gun argument. And I'm pro Second Amendment as far as being able to own a gun, but I've always said and gotten murdered for it online that I don't think our the people who originally wrote the Constitution, our forefathers, predicted that civilians would have access to AR-15s. So it's a different world. So I think when you write that policy, the intent behind it is right. It's good. I don't want to be recorded by employees while I'm shopping for food. But if there's an opportunity to protect a child, that Walmart employee should not be fired. They should be promoted. They should be honored for it. They should be giving them employee of the month because they're going above and beyond what they're required to do to protect their customers and their children, even if it's protecting them from the parents. So I just... It makes no sense to me.
Maybe they were like, oh, you shouldn't have posted it. You know, the police came. She was arrested. What needed to happen happened. You shouldn't have posted it. That's fine. But give her a warning.
You know, I get like, that. Hey, she posted it to her personal TikTok?
Facebook, I believe.
Yeah. Facebook.
Yeah.
I see it, but still.
Give people a warning, you know, like in a situation like this, especially if you're a parent. And from what I can tell, from what Cambria says, because she goes in on this employee, she's like, oh, you had a baby who died and I feel bad for you. So it looks like that this employee once had a child who passed away. So she's probably very like
sensitive to it
and cognizant of like how a child is a blessing and you should treat the child as such instead of, you know, treating it like garbage. And so in that state, you can't really fault her for pulling out her phone and recording it because it was almost like, I can't even believe this is happening. You know, so just give her a warning. Like you took her job away just for being a good Samaritan.
Worst case scenario, suspend her for a week.
Yeah, to do something. Yeah.
Slap on the wrist. And by the way, wink and a nod, we're suspending you with paid leave. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
on the surface, you're sending a message to the other employees. Hey, guys, not the right thing to do. Wink, wink. But, you know, we're going to suspend her because we got to uphold the policy. But she's on paid leave.
Yeah. So Cambria herself has responded on TikTok. And she's announced that she has a GoFundMe and she needs money. And she said a number of things that illustrate her lack of self-awareness.
Hey, y'all. So I am the girl inside the video. Certain things that I did just want to say. First of all, you wasn't helping with a thing. You didn't help with a thing. You actually made stuff worse. First of all, you have a child that's dead. Rest in peace to your baby. I pray that God can have you with more kids, which I'm sure he will. He'll definitely bless you with more children. So as a mother, you should know what it feels like to have your kids away from you, have your children taken away from you. So right now, I lost 10 pounds currently because my kids are gone from me. I haven't seen my kids. I see them now. Under certain restrictions, but like my son, he doesn't understand why. Like he need therapy now. People, I'm getting like harassments and things like that. So that's what's going on with that situation. I know a lot of y'all want to know that baby must be living in horrible living conditions. Horrible. If he's treated like that here, I wonder how he's treated at home. So it's nothing how y'all try to say horrible living conditions. Never that. Never, never, ever, 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 never that. So that's that about that. My biggest thing right now, though, is the false allegations that's out there about me. Not a bad mama. Never been a bad mama. It's my main thing, really, honestly, is just I miss my kids. Like I said, my baby, he misses me. And my biggest thing right now, I'm going to make a GoFundMe for gas because I'm under, I don't really want to talk about the case too much, but I can't see my kids under like strict restrictions. I want to raise money for gas for that to make sure I can see my babies and for indoor activities because right now we're not even in a safe space to even go. Two places. We can't even go nowhere publicly. Like, you really ruined a lot of stuff, ma'am. Like, for real, but if it was actually done from the goodness of your heart, you know, the Bible says that you want to do stuff, you know, those who, when you do good deeds, you give to the needy, blah, blah, blah. I'm not needy, by the way, but you give to the needy, you don't do it, you know, like, hey, look at me, like how the hypocrites would do. You actually, you know, you do it in private, you know, to your father that is, because you're doing it for public, it's for people that can see. You need to do it to your father that is unseen. Don't believe I saw your GoFundMe. You have received your reward in full, as the Bible states. Something else, like bearing false, like I really, really, this is a learning lesson for you. False witness, thou shalt not give false testimonies against your neighbor. That's what you're doing, because situations like this. Now, my kids have to heal from this. I have to heal from this. I'm going through stuff. I don't know if we got my kids back yet. But, you know, like the Bible says, we can rejoice when we run into trouble, because it builds endurance. Endurance builds character, and character builds strength, hope of salvation. Everything happens for a reason. You tarnished my name. I'm a child's author. You can look me up on Amazon or Barnes and Nobles. It's just, it's a lot, but I got faith in God. This is bringing me closer to God. I'm trials and tribulations. Everybody that's defending me, thank you. Everybody that's praying for me, thank you. You know, this makes me appreciate my kids 10 times more. You know, 10 times more. Definitely finding the positive in every negative situation. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. His wrath cannot compare. You know? So, and nobody needs to question God neither. Like, why is he giving this girl money? The girl that posted the video money. You don't need to question him either, because we can't tell him how to move his hand. He says that. And the Bible is weird. We can't tell him how to move his hand. He's gonna do what he's gonna do, and he's gonna do what he's gonna do for me too. Now I know in the outcome, I will push through this like the lady was pushing through the crowd to just to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. And her faith, because of her faith, what she wanted, it was done. So I'm gonna push through. I'm gonna push through this. I'm still smiling. I'm still get up, make my bed every day. I can't eat, you know, I can eat a little bit, probably like a little munch here, but like just meals and stuff, I can't do that. I'm losing weight, I asked God, you know, God, I need help losing this baby weight. I just had a baby like 5 months ago. God works in mysterious ways. He's helping me with that. So everything works out for your good. But this, my name has just been tarnished, and I'm very sad about that. I'm not a bad mother at all. Just continue to pray for me. And like I said, I'm going to do a GoFundMe for my kids. May God be with me, my kids, and everybody else. And I look a mess. I don't care, because y'all done saw me looking a mess. Y'all done already saw me. The world done see me looking a mess. So I don't care about me coming on here in my pajamas. Y'all saw me in my bunny. I don't care about me with no lashes on. Y'all saw how I was looking in there. So it is what it is. Everything going to work out for my better.
This person's incredibly selfish, okay, and only thinks of herself, but pretty much she talks about how she started a GoFundMe for gas, but then she, like, just 30 seconds later says, I'm not needy.
Yeah.
She's talking very poorly about the employee, Felicia, who posted it, and she's basically saying, you know, oh, well, you did this for the wrong reason. You're financially benefiting. Like, if you're going to do a good deed and it came from the goodness of your heart, well, why wouldn't you just do it and not have to tell everybody that you did it? And then she says, you know, you've tarnished my reputation. I'm a child's author. You can look me up on Amazon or Barnes and Nobles. She's saying she's starting GoFundMe. She's talking about God and Jesus a lot, and everything happens for a reason. And God did this and God did that. And then she says, she's lost weight. And it got me at the end, because she's like, well, you know what? I've lost weight. And I asked for God to help me lose weight after I had my last baby 5 months ago. And, you know, that's what happened. And so everything happens for a reason, basically. And she finds a way to make everything about her and not answer at all what she did. And you heard her say early on, like, oh, people are saying, well, if that's how he's treated in public, then what's happening at home? It's not like that at all, she said. And it's like, that's exactly what you had said. Well, what is it like then? You know, like, why would you do that in public if you're not going to do that in the privacy of your own home? What made you do that? She doesn't respond to that. She doesn't give any clarification. She doesn't answer. She doesn't take any responsibility. She's the victim. This is happening to her. She did nothing to cause it. And basically, she's DeLulu, as the kids say.
I could summarize it easier for you. Bullshit. That's all it is. There you go. There's your synopsis of that video. Yeah, no, I'm going to turn this negative into a positive because there's not much more to say. She's in a place right now where she is not fit, just from what I've seen on video, to be alone with those children. So thank God social services has stepped in. And hopefully this eventually clicks in her head. And she realizes what she's doing and makes some changes. Because I the one part of that whole video that was true is that her kids do not know. They've only experienced that life. So to them, it's normal. And they love their mother. And they're scared and confused and want to be with her. That's their mom. They don't understand the context of what's going on and how they should be treated. They just see it as their norm, which makes it even more sad. But I hope for her sake, and more importantly, the kid's sake, something does resonate with this eventually, because right now it looks like she's just trying to monetize it. But hopefully eventually she gets the point and they're reunited and she learns and grows from this. But here's the positive from this video, what I take. We see a lot of videos where tragic things are happening and all that anyone is doing is recording it with their phones. Mm-hmm. I absolutely loved seeing employees, customers, everyone collectively coming together to stop something that they knew was wrong. In this world of social media, the reaction is always just to record and post it and get some likes. And hey, it's not my problem. I'm not getting involved. You had multiple people from multiple backgrounds stepping in to tell her to her face, this is wrong. You had people stepping up to buy the children clothing or the child clothing. I loved it. And I hope that's the message that we all take from this, is that we are in a world where this is a civil society. And if you see something that you know is wrong and there's an opportunity for you to step in and prevent it without bringing harm to yourself, that's what we should be doing. When you see a child being neglected right in front of your eyes, do what you know is right. Step in, put your phone down and prevent it from happening any further. So that's my takeaway from this video. As far as Cambria is concerned, not a fan of her at all, but I do hope for her sake and for the children's sake, she corrects her course. But if that video is any indication of where she's heading, it's probably going to be a while.
You do. She could have just been like, it was absolutely horrendous. Yeah. There were circumstances, but that's not even what this is about. I feel terrible. It was absolutely wrong. My behavior when people tried to step in and help my child was abhorrent, and I regret it. I was in a bad place, and I'm really working to be better now. Like, that would have reflected so well on her case to get her kids back. It would have made public opinion feel more supportive of her if they saw that she was actually taking accountability. But she just went right in with zero self-awareness. And at the end of the day, if you're in public, you have no expectation of privacy. People can record you when you are in public. So you might want to just, I don't know, watch what you do in public. Now, I have no support for people out there who are just trying to like catch people or other people and doing things, or trying to like instigate them so that they act out and they can record them. But I do agree with a healthy level of public shaming when somebody's doing something that deserves to be shamed, right? That's the only way that things change, when people are made aware that their actions are wrong and seen as wrong on a grand scale. So with this situation, I have no problem with this Walmart employee posting this video, because otherwise we wouldn't know about it. And there has to be, and hopefully Cambria is reading some of these comments, and all she can talk about is people, thanks to the people who support me and defend me. Of course, that's all you can focus on, because that's supporting your narrative. That's allowing you to die on this hill. That's allowing you to remain in your glass house, all safe and sound and cozy, and not make any changes, because change is hard. But at the end of the day, I hope she's reading some of these other comments, which are the majority of them, which are saying, like, that is the wrong thing to do. You shouldn't have done that. Because a healthy level of public shaming when behavior is bad is to be expected and can sometimes be productive. So Let us know what you think in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. What do you think about this whole situation? Is there any world where you can legitimately pull a defense out of your ass for this person? Let me know, please.
Or not. Either way. Either way works.
Yeah.
We don't need to hear the defense. No, listen, we appreciate you guys being here. Like, comment, subscribe. You know the deal. We'll be back later this week with Dan Markell, part number 6. It's getting good now, so we hope to see you there. Again, if you want to check out CrimeCon, go over there. Go to the website. Use our code CRIMEWEEKLY. It's going to be a great time. Everyone have a great night. Stay safe out there. We'll see you next week.
Bye.